WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in 100 different directions? Like your to-do list is a mile long and your calendar is bursting at the seams? Well, you're not alone. In today's fast-paced world, saying yes has become the default response. We're bombarded with opportunities, requests, and obligations, leaving us feeling stretched thin and overwhelmed. But what if I told you there's a superpower hidden within the simple act of saying no? It's not about being selfish or rude, it's about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus to truly live a more intentional and fulfilling life. And that, my friends, is exactly what we're diving into today on Digital Minimalism. We're exploring the art of saying no in a world that screams yes, and how mastering this skill can transform your day-to-day experience. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of no. First, understand the power of no. Saying no isn't about shutting down opportunities, it's about prioritizing what truly matters to you. It's about safeguarding your time and energy so you can invest them in things that align with your values and goals. Think of it like this. You only have a limited amount of bandwidth, so why not use it wisely? Second, recognize that saying no is a form of self-care. It's about setting healthy boundaries and protecting your well-being. When you constantly say yes to everything, you risk burnout, resentment, and ultimately, unhappiness. Remember, taking care of yourself is essential for living a balanced and fulfilling life. Third, practice saying no gracefully. It doesn't have to be confrontational or abrupt. Start by acknowledging the request politely, then clearly state your reason for declining. You can say something like, "Thank you so much for thinking of me, but I'm already committed to several projects right now." Or, "I really appreciate the offer, but it doesn't align with my current priorities." Fourth, don't feel obligated to justify your no. You owe no one an elaborate explanation. A simple and polite no, thank you, is often sufficient. You have the right to decline requests without feeling pressured to give a reason. Finally, remember that saying no is a skill that takes practice. It's okay to start small. Maybe it's declining a social invitation you don't feel up for or politely passing on an extra task at work. Over time, saying no will become more natural and easier. Imagine this. You're invited to 3 different events in one weekend, a birthday party, a networking mixer, and a family gathering. You're already feeling stretched thin with your current commitments. What do you do? You know attending all 3 would leave you exhausted and drained. So, instead of saying yes to everything, you take a moment to assess your priorities. You decide that spending quality time with your family is most important right now. So, you politely decline the birthday party and networking mixer, explaining that you've already committed to a family event. By saying no to those 2 events, you free up your time and energy to truly enjoy the family gathering. See? Saying no can be liberating. So, let's recap. Saying no isn't about being rude or selfish, it's about prioritizing your well-being and living a more intentional life. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries and protect your time. You have the power to choose what you say yes to, and saying no can be a powerful tool for creating space for the things that truly matter. Ready to start saying no with confidence? Start by identifying one area where you feel overwhelmed or stretched thin. Maybe it's social commitments, work projects, or even just daily distractions. Then, choose one small request in that area and politely decline it. And don't forget to share your experience. Tell me about the first time you said no with confidence. What happened? Keep those headphones on because tomorrow we'll be diving into another essential digital detox strategy. Mindful technology use. Until then, go forth and embrace the power of no.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.